Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in Darryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Darryl Miller is a 56-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-10-22 at 01:55 hours. Heard he was working in a hospital security fashion, paired his team and he were attempting to medicate a patient, and five people fell on him. Paired as a result, he believes he injured his left knee and left shoulder and was seen at Inspire emergency room the same day. Pretty had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn ACL, a torn meniscus, and a shoulder sprain. Pretty on 7-6-22, he underwent surgical repair of their ACL and meniscus. Pretty, he also asserts there was damage to the medial collateral ligament and he was found to have degenerative joint disease. Pretty completed his course of active treatment on 10-24-22. Pretty, paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Miller was seen at the emergency room at 5-10-22. Pretty stated as a security guard, a patient assaulted him. Pretty was pushed and hit on his left posterior shoulder, as well as injured on his left knee lateral aspect, and he felt like his knee twisted. Pretty denied head trauma or loss of consciousness. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left knee that were negative, period. He was diagnosed with a minor knee injury, for which he was treated and released. Period, new paragraph. He was seen that same day at Inspire Urgent Care, period. He had already been to the emergency room. He related he was working when one of the hospital's patients was having behavioral issues that required Mr. Miller and other workers to try and get him back to his room. At that time, he struck Mr. Miller in the face and kicked him in the lateral left knee, causing it to flex inward and having him fall instantly and having pain. He had already been put in an immobilizer on the left leg at the emergency room. Period. Dr. Leeson, L-E-E-S-O-N, diagnosed unspecified derangement of the knee and unspecified injury of the left shoulder and upper arm. He referred the petitioner for orthopedic consultation. New paragraph on 5-13-22, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. DiVernero. He already had MRI of the left shoulder and knee. He had a history of coronary artery bypass grafting times 5 on 9-14-20, as well as coronary artery disease, diabetes, and hypertension. He was taking a host of medications. Dr. DiVernero referenced the results of the MRIs that will be inserted as marked from his report. He placed Mr. Miller in a hinged knee brace, and he could weight bear as tolerated and use crutches as needed. But he was going to start physical therapy as well. Dr. DiVernero continued to monitor his progress. They eventually elected to pursue surgical intervention. He was seen by a cardiologist named Dr. McDermott, M-C, capital D-E-R-M-E-T, and then Dr. Bajarski for surgical clearance. The paragraph on 7-6-22, Dr. McAlpin performed surgery to be inserted here. The petitioner followed up postoperatively with Dr. DiVernero on 7-14-22. I'm not in receipt of further documentation from this provider. He did recommend a cortisone injection to the shoulder for impingement. appropriate physical therapy was also going to incorporate the left shoulder. Period, he was to return in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph. In retrospect, after the first visit with Dr. DeVenero, he was seen by Dr. McAlpin at the same practice on 5/19/22. Period. He personally reviewed an MRI that showed a complete rupture of the ACL, comma, pivot shift bruising on large effusion. Period. He did not see definite tears in the medial or lateral meniscus, although the radiologist had concerns over a possible posterolateral corner injury. Period. He recommended physical therapy, but Mr. Miller reported he was going out of town, so likely would not begin until June. Period. He remained symptomatic about the left knee with buckling. Period. He also remained symptomatic about the left shoulder, and additional injections were administered. Period. At Dr. McAlpin's last visit on 11/28/22, he reported his shoulder was doing better. Period. He explained there was an ACL tear in the incident, but he had both pre-existing patellofemoral arthritis and arthritis at the medial joint. As a result, that is post-traumatic. Period. In order to address that discomfort emanating from the arthritis, a cortisone injection was administered, and he was placed on anti-inflammatories, but these were unsuccessful. Period. His last treatment option would be a viscous supplement injection, and thereafter the patient would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. He was going to return in 2 weeks upon approval of administration of the viscous supplementation injection. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated in the past he was in the police, comma, Army Reserves, comma, and had his own transportation business. Period. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed right greater than left flexion contractures of the small fingers bilaterally. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus, but external rotation elicited tenderness. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed atrophy of the left quadriceps and many portal scars about the left knee. Period. Motion of the left knee was full without crepitus, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Then normal through knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those are normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. The impressions. On 5/10/22, Darren Miller was assisting others in restraining a combative patient. Period. He evidently was struck and kicked by the patient. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent x-rays of the left knee, but he was placed in a knee immobilizer. Period. He followed up at Inspira Urgent Care on 5/10/22, where he had x-rays of the left shoulder. Period. He was quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. He then came under the care of Dr. DeVenera and Dr. McAlpin. Paired new paragraph, he did have MRI studies whose results will be inserted here from, I believe it was Dr. DeVenera's note. He eventually underwent surgery on the knee by Dr. McAlpin on 7/6/22 to be inserted here. Paired he followed up postoperatively with physical therapy. Paired as of 11/28/22, Dr. McAlpin recommended viscous supplementation injections for the knee. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated without antalgia and did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Paired he did have a left knee brace with him. Paired there was atrophy of the left thigh and tenderness with full left knee flexion. Paired McMurray's maneuver was negative at the left knee, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, he had full range of motion of the shoulders. Although external rotation on the left, he listed a tenderness. Paired, there was mild weakness and resisted left shoulder abduction. Paired, he had a positive O'Brien's maneuver, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spines, and was neurologically intact. Paired, in your paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the left shoulder. Paired, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg for the residuals at his knee. Period. End.